So I want you to imagine it's midwinter. Let's say it's New Year. You're outside. You can feel the air cold against your skin. And there's a blue sky, but it's the pale blue sky of winter. And the sun's there, but it's low in the sky. It's midday, but the sun's still low. Already starting to disappear again. As you look around, you can see trees, shrubs, and you really see the trees and the shrubs because there are no leaves. You just see the skeleton, the tree trunk, branches. You see its shape, you see through it. Same with bushes. The ground you're standing on is hard because it's frosty. And then some time passes, the sun begins to rise higher in the sky each day, and it appears earlier in the morning, it sets later in the evening. The air begins to be that much warmer, and the ground not so hard. And as you look at the trees, look at the twigs on the trees or the bushes, you begin to see buds, leaf buds appearing. And if you could see into the ground and into the tree trunk, you'd see water moving up, sap beginning to move up into the tree, into the bush. If you could really see microscopically, you'd see elements from the earth dissolving into that water, moving up into the plant, into the tree. Slowly at first, just gradually, process beginning. And some more time passes. The bud does become more recognizable as a leaf emerging. And suddenly there's green. And the sunshine's shining through that green leaf. And it's just appeared. It wasn't there. And now it's there. The days still get longer. The air's warmed up. The earth's warmed up under the sun. Elements in the earth also warmed up, rising up in the sap of the tree. And out of all of this, something new comes. The green small leaf takes on definite shape. texture, colour, perhaps even perfume. And what was not there before is now visible. You can touch it, smile at it. By the time midsummer comes, leaves reached its size, its full shape, it's moving in the air, in the wind. All the time absorbing water from a tree. Absorbing elements coming up from the earth. Absorbing carbon dioxide from the air. Transforming all of those into itself. How amazing. This leaf shape is there, seen, visible, beautiful, and always changing. Never the same elements, never the same air, never the same water elements. They move through it. Combining it, leave it, it's always there and visible, and it's never the same. And then conditions change again. The sun just not quite so high in the sky at midday. Not quite so hot. The earth not quite so warm. Not quite the same kinds of elements in the tree. And then the leaf changes again. Green changes to yellow, orange, red. And perhaps the whole tree is aflame with these autumn leaves. The water elements not quite so readily available in the tree, and the leaf gets dried out, not so pliable, brilliant red, but drier, different texture. And when the wind moves the air element through the tree, there's a slightly different noise of rustling leaves. And every now and again, there's an orange and red movement as a leaf falls to the ground, or is whirled away in the sky by the wind. So, something new has happened. Something that was there is now changed. And some of the leaves fall to the ground. Some of them fall into water. The red and orange colours become duller, golden, and then brown. And then wet. They become more and more earth-like. And the sun is back low in the sky, midwinter. And the leaf that was there has now disappeared. And the sap in the trees stopped moving. The earth's getting frosty, hard again. So what came into existence? What arose? What disappeared? Beauty arose in a new form. Conditions arose. Elements combined. The trees were covered with green beauty that moved in the wind, sent perfume out on the wind. And we felt delight. And we called it a leaf, leaves, foliage. Gave it a name. So there is something in this arising and falling, coming into being and disappearing of this leaf that we can know directly, deeply know it. Not as something fixed, not as something substantial, certainly not as something to be owned or grasped at, that's not the all-knowing perfection of wisdom. But something there to align ourselves with, to see in all its depth and beauty. Not trying to freeze it into one moment, trying to see all of it in its unfolding, emerging, in its persisting in itself, in its changing, and in its ceasing. So if we can be with our own breath and its rising and falling away, we can be with this leaf in its arising and falling away and beauty. Just with it, not grasping it, not wanting it to stay, not freezing it. Just breathing with it.